Step 18, making the deal. Refresh your mind by looking back at your target customer groups and think about what sort of deal are these type of customers likely to want from you. For example, they might wish only to buy a small amount from you at first until they're sure you can deliver on time and for the right price. Or it might be their business style to deal only with a small number of suppliers and so buy a lot from you and expect your undivided attention. Think also about how you could negotiate with your customer to gain the best deal for both of your businesses. With every type of deal comes risk. If you're selling a lot of your time or products to a smaller number of customers, for example, that could make you vulnerable to them suddenly switching to another supplier with no warning. Consider the sorts of risks that could apply to your target customer groups and then think how you can minimize those risks. After all, forewarned is forearmed, and that is never more true than in business. Just want to look briefly at contracts and terms and conditions, but we strongly advise you to take legal advice when it comes to your contracts. It's vital that you get these on paper and that you do them correctly. Terms and conditions. Every time you buy or sell something, you're entering into a contract. Terms and conditions, often called T's and C's, of sale, set out the particulars of a contract between a business and its customer. T's and C's are important because they clearly define the agreement between the two parties and can prevent confusion and protect your business in the event of disputes. Contracts, agreements that are enforceable in law, go a long way towards making sure that all parties to an agreement do what they agreed to do. Only some contracts have to be in writing. As long as the details of the contract are included, a simple telephone conversation is all that is needed to create a legally binding contract. However, if you later have to enforce it, you may find it difficult if you have no proof that the conversation took place. So written confirmation is a good idea, as it gives you evidence to produce later if necessary. Think about what actions you'll take to sign off the deal, including having the right terms and conditions and contract paperwork in place, and how you'll make sure that everyone, customers, suppliers, and everyone involved, understands exactly what has been agreed. Remember, it's easier to prove who said what to whom if you have it all down on paper and it's signed. Be professional after the sale. Once the negotiations are over and the order has been signed, thank the client for their business. Continue your professional approach by taking them through these next steps. Confirm what's been agreed, including delivery dates and times, as well as payment procedures. Leave your contact details. It's a good idea to give a mobile phone number to avoid a long delay. Follow up in writing. Once you get back to your business, confirm all the details in an email or a letter. Communicate your progress. Keep in touch with your customer with regular calls to keep your buyer informed as to what's happening with their order. Try hard to build a reputation as someone who always delivers an excellent product or service on time and for the price quoted. That's how to get repeat business. I'm Julie Stanford. Thank you for listening to my Step 18. In Steps 19 and 20, we're going to put the focus back on you as the business owner.